This is KUNM. I'm Kaveh Movahed. September marks the outset of the legislature's budget writing process for the fiscal year beginning July 1st, 2022. State income for the coming fiscal year is expected to outpace routine annual spending by $1.4 billion because of a windfall linked to federal pandemic relief and petroleum production. That leaves lawmakers more money than ever before to spend on government programs. The state agency that oversees oil field permits and cleanup activities says its $82 million budget proposal would increase capacity for inspections and plug more orphan oil and natural gas wells. The Environment Department is seeking $7.1 million to help the state reduce greenhouse gas emissions. The Human Services Department is suggesting a $100 million spending increase on Medicaid and related mental health services. And state higher education officials are seeking $48 million for the governor's Opportunity Scholarship that kicks in after other grants and scholarships to help attain tuition-free college. A Republican congresswoman is seeking more information on the vetting process for Afghan refugees and emphasizing security concerns as she embarks on a tour of resettlement operations at an Air Force base on the outskirts of her hometown in southern New Mexico. U.S. Representative Yvette Harrell yesterday toured the resettlement operations at Holloman Air Force Base near Alamogordo in a commitment to help people who aided the American war effort and others who are particularly vulnerable under Taliban rule. At least 50,000 Afghans are expected to be admitted into the United States following the fall of Kabul. Most of the Afghans who have arrived in the U.S. are being housed in military bases, receiving medical treatment, assistance with submitting immigration applications, and other services aimed at helping them settle in the country. Democratic Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham has offered New Mexico as a ready participant in efforts to assist with Afghan refugees seeking asylum. Police have arrested a 28-year-old suspect in a fatal shooting last month in Las Cruces and are asking for the public's help in locating a second suspect. Las Cruces police yesterday said they arrested Hector Victor Calderon on Saturday and charged him with one count of open murder, two counts of conspiracy, and one count of tampering with evidence in the killing of 40-year-old Ezekiel Diaz on August 16th. They issued an arrest warrant on the same charges for a 29-year-old man who they warned may be armed and should be considered dangerous. Police said they believe the second suspect was driving and Calderon was a passenger in a gray Toyota Corolla that pulled along Diaz's SUV just before the shooting. Diaz died from a single gunshot wound to the chest. This is KUNM.